The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, one of the big winners from the pandemic have been the supermarket chains. We're joined by Niall O'Connor, Group Managing Director of Aldi Ireland. Niall, it's an interesting time for supermarkets with Brexit coming down the tracks, and we'll get to that shortly. But first, I have to ask you about the middle aisles. There was a lot of consternation when you guys kept those aisles open initially, selling garden tools and toys and the likes of all that. It was hard for other retailers to see people queuing up for products when they had to close.
Yeah, look, I think on the second lockdown, what became apparent was non-essential items were mentioned as being shouldn't be sold.
And that was the difference between the first lockdown and the second lockdown? Because those aisles, you were still selling all that in the first lockdown. Was it just that people weren't as unhappy about it?
Well, we just followed the advices that were given. And in the second lockdown, what was absolutely clear was there was a lot of confusion. And the confusion was market-wide, and even the consumers were confused.
But was confusion an opportunity? Can you understand why a lot of retailers would feel that that was very unfair?
Look, what I would say is what we sought to do immediately was to gather some clear direction. So very, very quickly, once we were given that advice, we removed anything that was non-essential from our stores. That involved removing a lot of stock.
It was only when a genuine anger and frustration was articulated by retailers who did have to close and they talked about it publicly that clarification came and that action came from yourselves?
No, that I wouldn't say that's the case. We were actually in conversations as an industry seeking clarity. And once the clarity came, then we were in a position to act.
Now, we've heard that supermarket groups, Aldi and Tesco and others, are giving their staff a Christmas bonus for working through the pandemic. Food producers are making the point that they should be getting a bonus as well. The Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association has made the point that the farmers and food producers are the ones toiling away in the background to allow places like Aldi to be able to sell products.
Look, my challenge is to...
Is there anything in it for them?
Oh, I'm sure there is. But look, my challenge was and my responsibility really is to look after my employees.
Is there a mechanism by which you could do something by way of acknowledgement of the contribution that suppliers have made or producers in Ireland?
I mean, we're in contact with our supply base all the time. But how they choose to manage their businesses on a local level is absolutely down to them. All I can really do is make sure that I do the right thing in terms of our employees.
So no Christmas top-up for the milk suppliers then, no?
Well, look, what I would say is the volumes that everybody has been producing have been phenomenal. Look, they've done a great job in keeping up with demand, and we don't see that reducing in the short term at all.
Brexit is coming. Mm. We may get a trade deal, we may not get a trade deal. We'll hopefully find out soon enough. No trade deal, additional tariffs. Even if there is a trade deal, there will be additional regulatory costs. There's a sense that the cost and therefore the price of food to consumers may go up.
What that depends on is primarily whether there is a deal or not. And you correctly point out that there are lots of nuances. It's a hugely complicated piece, which we've had to understand. And it's not just products that are affected, it's ingredients. So to actually work through all of that, understand those impacts, understand what the distribution channels will look like has been hugely challenging. We're in a place now where I'm really pleased and confident to be able to say that regardless of whether there's a deal or not, supply chains will stay open. We will have food on the shelves come January. Will there be an increase in cost? If there is no deal, the ESRI came out and said a little while ago that they believe that could be as much as €1,350 per family per year. And that is significant. Can we arrest that? Can we stop that? No. I think the biggest concern is if there is no deal, and I think everybody's hopeful that there will be a deal and that the news of that comes soon, and therefore people can relax a little bit in terms of next year.
Some people are worried that logistically it may be chaos on January the 1st, and that may last for a number of weeks or months. Is that something you've looked at? What are you expecting there? What can you do with that if, for example, between Dover and Calais and some of these big ports further afield, it's all bunged up and nobody's moving and you can't get supply anywhere.
Yeah, look, that's been one of the key areas, not only understanding tariffs and what that might do in terms of individual products, but also supply chains. And we've been looking at that very, very closely. The first thing to say is all of our fresh product comes from the Republic of Ireland, so no tariffs there, which is great news. Internationally, what we've done is clearly we have opportunities to bring product direct into Ireland, so bypassing the UK. But where the cost comes in is maybe sometimes it's cheaper to send it via the UK as a land bridge, but therefore we need to understand what does that look like. So it's a massively complex topic. What we've been doing is looking at all of the different options and putting solutions and scenario planning in place, which allows us to ensure primarily that we avoid what you've described, which is huge, huge blockades of nothing moving. And we're really, really confident that we've overcome that and we've got great solutions in place.
Well, Niall O'Connor, Group Managing Director of Aldi Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Richard.